Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation is taken from our gospel lesson from Mark chapter 1, where Mark writes, "The Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior. By now, given the time that you've spent on this earth, you understand that temptation is just part of life. From the moment that we are born until the moment we die, we are faced with temptation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now, temptation in itself isn't bad, but it's when temptation gives into sin that we sin. And temptation comes from all around us. It comes from Satan and those evil angels that surround us. It comes from the world that hates and wants to destroy us. And probably the most dangerous temptation that there is comes from those who are closest to us, from our friends and our family, who just seek to kind of lure us in, making that temptation seem so innocent, maybe even necessary. And so all too often, we give in. Temptation is all around us. And really, it gets pretty scary when you look at the reality of how intense that temptation is. St. Peter paints a very scary picture when he pictures Satan like this, when he says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And so resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." That, my dear friends, is the world that we live in. That is our scary reality, that we have roaring lions surrounding us, seeking to devour us, seeking to get us to give in to temptation. So our gospel lesson for today is Mark's account of the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And as I was looking at the various texts this week, I noticed that Matthew spends two entire chapters covering the beginning of John's baptism ministry, the Jesus baptism and his temptation in the wilderness, and the beginning of his ministry. While Mark, he covers those exact same events in the six short verses that are our gospel lesson for today. And so he tells us that John was baptizing in the Jordan when Jesus came to be baptized by him. Jesus goes into the water to be baptized, and when he comes up out of the water, the heavens open up and the Spirit descends on him like a dove. And God the Father himself speaks from heaven from the cloud, and he says, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." You know what the scripture doesn't tell us? why God is pleased with his son. Was he pleased because Jesus was his one and only son? Most likely. Fathers just naturally love their sons, and it's only natural that God would love his son Jesus because, after all, the Bible tells us that God is love. But I think there's more to it. Jesus is around 30 years old as he is baptized by John in the Jordan River, then as he begins his three-year ministry. And Jesus had lived on this earth for all of those 30 years. Born in that small little town of Bethlehem. Escaped down to Egypt because Herod sought to kill him. Then raised in Nazareth as a carpenter by his father Joseph and his mother Mary. And each and every day, Jesus was tempted. Now, Scripture tells us that Jesus was sent out into the wilderness after his baptism for the very purpose of being tempted by the devil. And the Bible records three temptations in that situation. Satan charged him to change the stone into bread because he was hungry after fasting all of those 40 days. Satan then takes him up onto the top of the temple and tells him to jump off the temple to see if, in fact, God's angels would intervene and keep him from any harm. And then Satan tempts him to bow down and worship him. And in exchange for that simple act, Satan would grant Jesus the whole entire world, which really already belonged to Jesus as it was, but that's another thing. My guess is that those are just the top three temptations. And my guess is that Jesus was tempted by Satan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for each of those 40 days. And you know what? I'll go even further than that. I will bet that Jesus was tempted every single day of his life since he was born, just like we are. Because Jesus came into this world to serve as our substitute. And so he had to live a perfect life in our place, and he had to satisfy our punishment on the cross. And so, just like us, he would need to be tempted, just like we are, from all sides. From the world, from Satan himself, and from those, again, closest to him in his friends and family. Jesus was tempted just like us, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from the moment he was born. And yet, in all of that, he never, never gave in to temptation. He never, ever sinned. How do we know that? How do we know that Jesus, when he was 2, maybe 3, maybe 4 years old, didn't give in to some small little temptation that one of his brothers and sisters laid upon him? Well, the answer is simple. It's very, very simple. We know because of the resurrection. You see, the resurrection is a sign. The resurrection is the proof that Jesus never ever sinned and never ever gave into temptation, and that he lived a perfect life for us. And so that's why we cling to the resurrection. That's why we celebrate the resurrection. And that's why Easter is such a big deal in the church. Because of the life, death, and especially because of the resurrection of Jesus, we can proclaim with St. Paul in 1 Corinthians, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Because Jesus was victorious in living a perfect life, and Jesus was victorious in never, ever giving in to temptation. And Jesus was victorious over Satan. Jesus was victorious over sin. Jesus was victorious over the world. And Jesus was even victorious over death. The good news, the great news, the absolutely amazing news, is that Jesus gives us his victory. We are victorious because Jesus was victorious. And so, yes, we are going to endure temptation while we are still in this world. We simply cannot escape temptation. It's all around us. Until that day when we take our last breath, we are going to be tempted. End of discussion. That's it. But again, the good news is that because Jesus was victorious over temptation, we can resist. We don't have to sin. All because of the Holy Spirit working in his word, and because of the Holy Spirit working in his sacraments, he gives us the power to resist temptation so that we don't have to sin. And yet, we are left confused, just like St. Paul. St. Paul says, "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." My dear friends, doesn't that just summarize our life here on earth? And if the amazing, the great St. Paul is saying that, how much more does that apply to us and our lives? But again, because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. They are totally gone. Even if we keep doing the evil that we hate, that evil has been forgiven and we have eternal life. And so while we continue to struggle and struggle and struggle against sin, God continues to grant us and give us his amazing forgiveness. And that is why we continue week after week after week to gather together as a church body to hear about Jesus' amazing victory. Because he was raised from the dead to hand us eternal life as a free gift on a silver platter. Today is the first Sunday in Lent. And I will be the first one to tell you that Lent is not a particularly uplifting time of year. It's a time of reflection. It is a time of somber reflection on our sin. And none of us likes to take a look in the mirror of the Ten Commandments and see how really dirty and rotten we really are. And it's also a time to reflect and realize how often we're tempted. But the thing is, when we see how often we are tempted, and when we see how often we have given into that temptation, then we also see how often our Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven us. And then and only then do we get a little glimpse, a very small inkling into the depth of the love that God has for us. Temptation is difficult to endure, and sin is downright bad and disgusting. But having firsthand experience of the love of God and the forgiveness of God is the sweetest thing in the whole wide world. The cross was for the Romans a terrible instrument of torture. It took 3 days for somebody to die on the cross, totally exposed to the elements, the beating sun during the day, the frigid cold at night. And yet it's through the cross that we also see the great love of our Lord and the forgiveness that we receive through the death of His Son. In Jesus' name, amen.